This is going to be a weird recording. This is going to be weird. I went to this restaurant just now and I heard a love song, you know. She said something like, it's going to take a lot of love to make things like they used to be or something like that. And it made me remember, for some reason, a memory of a conversation I had with a friend of mine. I don't know, about 20 years ago. He and I were talking about these preachers that would just travel the country giving out the gospel, and his wife was at the house, you know. And we were saying, well, at the time, it was like, does he not love his wife like the Bible says? You know, that was a long time ago. The way you think, why ain't he loving his wife like the Bible says? You know, he's going around preaching. But I understand now. It takes years before something really grabs hold. You can actually see it in the Bible where Moses was leading the people right out of Egypt. And you can see where his wife, Zipporah, because he did the circumcision, you know, he did what God told him. And you can actually see where she disappears off the scene after a while. He put God first. And she said, you're a bloody man, you know. You can actually see King David, when he got right with God, he started putting God first. And, you know, and it's not just a wife, it's people. And when you start to put God first, everybody turns against you. Job's wife said, curse God and die, you know. So when you start to put God first, everybody around you, unless they're spirit-filled, can become your enemy. Even an enemy, the Bible says, an enemy's in your own house, you know. So what happens is, when you really get the love of Christ for his church, you understand that it's a love for the whole body of Christ. And when God infuses, when God puts that on you, it supersedes any kind of natural love. It's way above that. When you really get a hold of God's love for his church, the agape love of God for his born-again saints, the ones that are not even born yet, that might be born this year and get saved in 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years, whatever, if it keeps going. But when God puts that on you, then the natural realm, that kind of love, the up and down, fickle, emotional, the family love is fine. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going against the family at all. But when you get God's love for his church, it's way above that. It rises way above that, because the temporal is just temporary. And yes, you know, it would be nice to have fellowship with your wife in the spirit, walking in the spirit, but I hate to say it, but when you get married, you tie to the system, you tie to the world. You can read it in 1 Corinthians 7. When you get married, you get tied to the world system, and there's division in the world, right? And a lot of people say, before I got married, everything was great. Yeah, because you made a covenant with the world system. Because when you tie down here with anything down here, you're going to have trouble. Doesn't matter what it is. Does that mean you should run from it? No, but because even being single, you're going to have trouble. But it's a lot easier. The only difference about being single is you got to manage everything by yourself. And a lot of times it's worse when you're married. You manage all your stuff, and your spouse doesn't want to do anything. You have to manage their stuff too. So see, it could be worse. It could be where you could get married and both are working as a team, you know, in that ship, that marriage ship, fellowship, that home ship. But usually, whether it's a church or a business, a job, or any kind of venture, only about 2% do all the work, you know. A lot of people get married just where they want a free ride, and they want to be lazy, and they want to... They don't really know what love, sacrificial love is. But that song made me think about it for some reason, that the love for the body of Christ supersedes any kind of natural love, any kind of bloodline love, any kind of culture love, any kind of marriage love. It's way above it, man. I'm telling you, it's, if you, once you experience it, you're like, this place is temporary. It's about winning souls and building the body up in the truth, you know. And all the drama and the stupidity of the up and down, crazy, insane Draco mob junk. It's just a waste of time. When you realize the drama is a waste of time, a waste of your time, a waste of their time, a waste of everybody's time, when you realize that, and you say, wait a minute, why do I even care? It's around. It's going to keep repeating around the map. It's just like a narcissist. They cannot stop doing what they do because they're an AI program. And so when you tie to anything down here, you're tying to an AI program that it just keeps repeating over and over and over. But the spiritual, throwing out the gospel, with the discourse of your mouth, throwing it out there, and somebody gets saved, and then they grow, they get to a plateau and they quit growing. But you don't have to get, it's you don't have to quit growing. It could be a lifelong process that if you want it, but most people don't want it. They get enough and they quit growing. And they say, I'm done. And God says, I don't think so. And they keep rebelling against God's birthing process. Sanctification is what I'm talking about. You get justified, then you get sanctified, till you get glorified with your new body. So your justification, a lot of people get justified on their deathbed, but they're not sanctified. And then you go through the sanctification process after the justification. And then hopefully you can help build the body. It's a body fitly framed together. Everybody working together as a team. Really not a team, even just as the same body, really. So the truth in each member of the body is like nourishment for joints, the joints and marrow in your body, you know?